Dodge County Sheriff Dustin Weitzel, Sergeant Bree Frank, and Adam Parsons, the Assistant Fire Chief over at the Fremont Fire Department. Welcome. Nice to have everybody here today.
Thanks.
We're going to kind of do an update on things that are going on, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We've been, again, going through the day, meeting with the city officials, the county officials, been with a lot of different places today, meetings, getting everybody up to speed on what's going on as we're here in the radio, just what's been happening today and getting some information out there to the public. I just want to touch on the roads are fine throughout the county. Highways are passable. We've gotten some of those leftover vehicles off of the roadways that were out there. Just touch on the county roads now with the melting snow. There was water, obviously, under that snow to begin with. The county roads are going to be a mess, basically, moving forward with mud and slush. So just be careful out there. Again, there are power lines down out in the county, in the rural area. Just be aware of that. Some of those, just take caution and, you know, basically think that those are live wires because we don't know if they were or not yet. So just call that in. We may have that information already, but just let us know that those are down in whatever those are down in.
Yeah. Along with that, the outlying areas really still not in very good shape, are they?
They're not. Those outlying areas, kind of in the entire, as I want to condense it down and talk about a certain area, there's really none. It's the entire county. So I do know that OPPD restored some power today, and Burt County Public Power, they restored power as well, kind of in that Dodge-Snyder area too. So the crews are working so hard to get everywhere restored in the county and in the city. So we're really working together with all of the villages, all of the towns in the Emergency Operations Center to be able to be on the same page with everybody and seeing what needs they have and what resources that the county can provide to them so that they are able to be supported as well. So there's still definitely a long term, hopefully power comes on as soon as possible.
We
want to plan, if people are still out of power by that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we want to have plans for people to be able to eat, if they need to have a place to stay, things like that. So we really want to make sure that we have the resources for the county to go out there and to supply these people and to help, because that's really what we're here for. So if you have anything that you need or that you need a resource, please contact the United Way. And right now, their building doesn't have power still. The United Way or the Warming Center on East Military at the First Lutheran Church. So contact First Lutheran Church. And then there are warming centers or other places in each village that is available. So the Hooper Fire Department is taking people. The American Red Cross did deliver meals there. So there's meals there available. And then the Yuling Fire Department is the same. We also have a charging trailer now in Yuling, and that's today until about 8 p.m. If there's people there, we'll keep it open. And that's just a charging station that you can bring whatever you need to bring, charge it up. And that fire station does have generator power as well. And then there is Red Cross meals brought into North Bend. So if you're in those Nickerson, Winslow areas, please go somewhere, whether that's Fremont, Hooper, Yuling, wherever you'd like to go. If you know someone that's in need, that needs to go somewhere, that's unable to, please coordinate with your neighbors to be able to get them to a different place if they're elderly or need some extra assistance.
Yeah, fortunately, we have pretty decent weather going on right now. It's not freezing cold and things freezing, and that's made for at least a decent transition for people at their homes.
We are so lucky. We are lucky that it's not negative 10 or whatever Nebraska wants to throw at us. We are very lucky. It feels great today. I have my AC on in my car, so it feels great today. But so that when the power goes out, or it is out, when the sun goes down is when we have more issues of people trying to heat their homes and things like that.
Which leads into our next conversation with our Assistant Chief Adam Parsons. We've had a lot of people buy generators, a lot of people who don't probably know how to handle a generator. And so that's kind of why you're here, is to talk a little bit about that.
Right. And one of the big things with generators, we want to make sure people understand, is those put off carbon monoxide. We can fill buildings with that. We can't smell that. We don't realize that's happening. We need to make sure those generators are all ran outside, away from windows, pay attention to the wind so the wind's not blowing it back into the house, things of that nature. And then when they're going in, they're refueling them. Make sure and let that generator cool down a little bit, right? We're all trying to stay warm. And I get it. My house was cold the last two nights too, but we got to make sure we cool those things down before we put gas in them. And things like charcoal grills inside, Mr. Buddy heaters, all of those things that produce combustion, produce carbon monoxide and provide issues we don't know about. We need to vent the little stuff and the big stuff. We just need to keep it outside, keep it away. Let's use blankets and clothing, things like that to warm ourselves.
Yeah. Speaking to those generators, it's not easy to get the gas into one of those little generators. You need to have a funnel or something to be able to not spill it. And you're probably going to spill it, aren't you?
Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of like filling up a lawnmower or something, right? It's a very small orifice. Here you are with a 5-gallon can. Whatever you have, you're dumping. We think we're in a hurry because we want to keep whatever it is. You know, we all have freezers of meat. Freezers are like coolers. Those things are going to hold some of that in as long as we keep them closed. We can manage some of that stuff for the few minutes it takes for that engine to calm down, cool down, get to a point where it's safer for us to do those kind of things.
Yeah, yeah. Matter of fact, to help my son last night, he bought a generator. So I'm like, okay, well, we need to put the oil in first.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you bring up a good point of understanding how to run it and making sure we're not overloading those systems either, right? Sometimes we have power cores that are very thin. They're not designed for the loads that people are trying to put on them with these heaters and other electric components. We really need to make sure that we're getting the right gauge cord to match the load that we're putting through it, making sure we have a generator that matches the load we're putting through it. The 5,000 on the side doesn't mean a model number, right? That's giving us exactly how much power it produces. We need to make sure we're not overloading those systems. And for those that have the big house ones, making sure that everything's disconnected so we aren't feeding back into places and things of that nature.
Definitely have a professional electrician putting in the transfer switch. All
absolutely
that information needs to be done by a professional for sure.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Speaking of fires and such, have we had anything or has it been pretty calm relatively?
There's been a couple. Some have been with flues in fireplaces, not getting the flue open because we haven't used the fireplace in years, or you know, maybe it hasn't been maintained well, so that flue isn't as tight as what it should be because we haven't mm-hmm looked at it. So we just really need to be cognizant of those things. And if we think we're going to use it, get them cleaned out once a year, make sure we service it, take care of those things, right?
Yeah.
Some of us that grew up in the 80s, aging myself a little, we all read the book, you know, The Boy Who Cried Wolf, and said that was a bad thing. Well, in preparedness, we need to do those things and think about those things we might need and make sure that we're preparing those things ahead of time. So when things like this do happen, we can kind of take care of ourselves a little bit,
mm-hmm,
let everybody get ahead, let the power companies do what they need, let the local governments do what they need, get the coordination, and then come to us. And that way we can survive on our own for a little while.
Yeah, it really seems like everything's coming together now. There's some assistance. Red Cross is here and very active in all these villages, right, Bree?
Yeah, the Red Cross is sent meals to all of the villages. The biggest thing that I'm seeing, along with the Red Cross, but also the villages themselves, the towns that are coming together and the people that are helping neighbors and checking on elderly neighbors and getting them the information if they're not on social media or if they're not able to access information. So really it's the neighbors that are helping us out to be able to get the information out because we have all this information and we want to get it to them. The Dodge County Emergency Long-Term Response that kind of started after the flood,
right,
they are working and that will kind of be, well, after this disaster initially happens, then the Emergency Operations Center will pass it off to that team, mm-hmm, and they will have resources for people. So they do have resources for SNAP benefits if all of your food, if you already qualify for SNAP and all of your food has perished, a case manager will work with you to replace that food through the SNAP portion. And then the case manager can also refer you to other items if now you're out of work and there's other issues that you have. So those case managers right now are on military at First Lutheran. And then if there's a need, those case managers are going to go to other warming stations that need a case management person. So mm-hmm, they do have bilingual ones as well. So they have Spanish speakers available. So if anybody knows of anybody that needs assistance, please get with those people. They're there, they're willing to help, and they can help you in any way that you need.
Any idea how long those folks will be around? I know First Lutheran will become a hub once again. And probably be here for a week or two.
Maybe a month.
It just kind of depends, right?
So right now we're debating. Right now we're seeing if they'll open even tomorrow. It's so fluid with the power, right? Because once the power comes back on, if they're needed or not, then they could go back to their office if the power comes back on. So it's definitely day by day. Check the Facebook pages. Keep listening to the radio. Make sure that you know it's open before you head out there. But today, for sure, it is open. It's open till 8 p.m. And then tomorrow, that's still a work in progress. But hopefully it will be open again tomorrow. But yes, if all the power comes back on, then we don't need it.
Yeah, I would encourage those folks that are in the outlying areas and you need some help, call, get some help, or call a friend and find out where those resources are in your area. It's all out there for you. So thank you. I appreciate you guys coming in. Anything else you wanted to mention?
Just touch base. I know, obviously, it's nice out today, and the crews are out working. It's sunny, and, you know, they're able to work, you know, in the good conditions, right? But it'll get dark tonight. Be aware of those guys out there. The utility trucks have lights on them, but they're minimal. There's barricades still on some of the roadways, West Military. They were working out there earlier. Guys on the ground, you know, just make sure that you see people that are out there. They're all over right now.
So yeah, slow down for sure when you come up on something.
I just came back from Yulin. They're on O Boulevard right now. They're on the county roads. So be aware of everybody out there.
Yeah, a lot of work to be done, that's for sure. A lot of poles to fix and lines that need to be redone. So going to take a little while to do it, that's for sure. Thank you. Appreciate everybody coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. As much as we've gotten done over the last 2 or 3 days, right?
Yeah.
I think the city's up to, here in Fremont, 75%. We talked about this morning.
Yeah, I just got a text from the Bergen folks. They're back up and running Bergen School, so that's good.
We had talked about that early in our meeting this morning about the Maine to Clarkson, Barnard Park area getting up online today. So that's good news. But again, the rural communities and the rural people we're probably looking at, you know, an extended period of time yet. So we still need it for those, you know, that's why we're out here getting these stations up and going for all those other people.
Yeah. Thank you, Sheriff Dustin Weitzel, Sergeant Bree Frank, and Assistant Fire Chief Adam Parsons. So appreciate your time today.